you remember 15 months ago, my first weekend here in the parish, at the end of Mass, I asked if everyone would please kneel down, and I knelt before the statue of our Blessed Mother Mary, and we re-consecrated this parish to our Blessed Mother. I asked Our Lady that all of my time here as your pastor would be entrusted into her hands. My brothers and sisters, why? What is the greatest work that God has ever accomplished in the world? The miracle of all miracles. It is the incarnation of His Son, the Word of God. God Himself took flesh. And where did He do that? In and through our Blessed Mother Mary. And from that moment to the present time until the end of time, the great works of God will always be done in and through Our Lady. But what was the first miracle our Lord ever worked? It was at the wedding feast of Cana when He changed water into wine. And why did He do it? Because Our Lady asked Him to. Son, they have no more wine. And what has our Blessed Mother accomplished in the short 15 months that I've been here? It's nothing short of amazing. My brothers and sisters, Mass attendance has doubled in 15 months. I had the 8 o'clock Mass this morning. And the 8 o'clock Mass tends to be a more gray-haired crowd. Two nights ago, at our presentation day dinner, one of the gentlemen who normally attends that Mass, he came up right before. And he says, Father, it's amazing. He says, I'm normally the youngest guy there, or at least 6 months ago, I was regularly the youngest guy in the crowd. He's 65 years old. He said, but now every weekend you have 20 kids under the age of 10 with all these young families. What is going on here? Our collections have gone up $80,000 in 1 year. $80,000 in this financial market. We've been able to pay off over $50,000 in old debt. Our parish school has 50 more kids this year. I would venture to guess that there is no other parochial school in the country that went up 50 kids in 1 year in enrollment. There are more people getting involved in parish ministries. I have people come up all the time. Father, you know, what can I do? I want to participate. I want to lend a hand. And finally, the arrival of the sisters. And I don't know that I've ever shared this publicly. When I first sat down with Mother Assumpta, the founders of their order, we were over here in the rectory, and I'm looking at her face to face, eye to eye, saying, Mother, what do you think about sending some of your sisters here to presentation? And I think if she wasn't so charitable, she would have laughed at me. She goes, Father, we have invitations from hundreds of bishops all across the country. Why would we come to your school? But it was the beginning. It started a conversation that went for a few weeks, a few months. And I remember, do you know the day that she decided, yes, we will send sisters to presentation? She met with her council of sisters, and it was the feast day of the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Do you think Our Lady has a hand in what is going on here? My brothers and sisters, why has God chosen presentation to accomplish these great works? I don't know. But we need to respond to the grace that He's given us. He's being so generous, and it calls forth our own generosity. My first week here, I sat down with the finance council, and they said, Father, we are about 3 years due for a capital campaign. Everything in this parish is falling apart. We were $25,000 in the red the year before. The school had assumed about $50,000 in loans. They said, we need to raise $750,000, and we don't think we can do it. I said, well, that's great. 3 months ago, we did a feasibility study. We had someone, a consultant, come in. He said, your parish could raise $1.5 million. I have absolute confidence that we could raise about $2 million. If we raise $1.5 million, we can cover all the needs of our parish right now. If we raise $2 million, we can do everything that we would like to do. What needs to be done? The convent was renovated this summer. The sisters have moved in. We now need a new parish center built. There was the need to put a roof on the rectory. We need a new gym floor, classroom renovations. The parking lot is alligatoring. meaning it's cracking so much that if we don't replace it right now, we'll pay about 3 times as much a couple years from now. People say, well, Father, well, if you hadn't brought the sisters, we wouldn't have these needs. Why did I think it was necessary to have these sisters? A year ago, it was doubtful that our school would survive another 2 years. Perhaps one more year and it would close. And what happens if our parish school closes? This parish has maybe a couple of years past that, and then we will be consolidated with another parish close by. Why did we need these sisters right away? Why was there a rush to get the convent done right now? For the good of our school. In 1 year, we went from a school that was close to closing. I met with a diocesan official recently. He said, I have no doubt that within 2 years, this school will become the model school for the Diocese of Sacramento. Amazing. What are the other needs? So, with the sisters' arrival, there has been the displacement of ministries that were being held in the Nannernagel Center. Right now, we have a couple of meetings held every night in the rectory. Thankfully, they're not using my own bedroom yet. Hopefully, they'll get there. School classrooms, everything. We're squeezing in wherever we can. We have to build a new parish center. The design is a 4,400 square foot building with 3 large meeting rooms that will have retractable walls so that you can open up for a larger gathering. There'll be a state-of-the-art kitchen. It'll be for Feed the Hungry, RCIA, prayer groups, Bible study, funeral receptions, and so forth. It's a need of our parish. What else? We had families come last year to visit our school. They wanted to put their kids in our school. They went through some of the classrooms and they said, Father, these classrooms are in dismal conditions. We don't want to send our kids here. We have totally redone, refloored the lower grades. Next year, all the upper grades will be refloored. New cabinets, new sinks. We had a guy come. At the beginning of this summer, somebody put me in contact with a man who is in technology. This guy, I sit down with him again over in the rectory. He says, Father, I'm returning to the church. I've been away for a number of years. I'm just coming back to Mass. He lives within our parish bounds. He says, I would like to make your parish school the most technologically advanced around. In my head, all I saw were dollar signs. Like, oh great, how much is that going to cost? He wants to donate everything he can. He comes to me 3 weeks ago. He said, Father, I've obtained 9,000 feet of Cat 6 wiring. He said, do you know what that means? I said, I have no idea. He said, Cat 5 wiring, it is the thing right now. If you have Cat 5 wiring, you are set. He said, Cat 6 wiring, the only other place in California that has this is a small little office at Dell Industry headquarters. He's already installed it. Cat 6 wiring. The next night I had a parish council meeting, and one of the members, his jaw drops. He says, Father, do you know how much it is per foot for that wiring? It's $6 a feet, per foot. $54,000 that man just gave to our school. He's probably given easily over $100,000 just with his labor. He said, Father, give me a wish list. What do you want to see done here and I can make it happen? I think we should try to make our school not only the best technologically, but in every way possible, and we can. And now is the time. And why? Why is it so important? Somebody, a parishioner who goes to 8 o'clock Mass, he said, Father, what's in it for me? My kids are done and gone. They went through the school 20 years ago. What is in it for somebody who doesn't have kids in our school? Okay. The success of our school is the success of our parish. Why are there now 20 kids under the age of 10 at the 8 o'clock Mass? Because our school is starting to flourish. Donating to this campaign will ensure future generations glorifying God through our parish. God is doing something great here. What else? With the arrival of these sisters, they have 40 acres of land out in Rockland. They want to build a West Coast provincial house in our diocese. There would be 80 to 100 sisters who would live there. I met with a gentleman a week and a half ago, and he said, Father, I understand it's going to cost about $30 million to build that convent. He said, I would like to pledge the first $1 million. He said, but You have got to make sure that your parish is successful, because otherwise it's not going to happen out in Rockland. And what happens if all these sisters come to Rockland? We will see the renewal of Catholic education, not only in our diocese, but eventually throughout the state of California. And so why should someone donate to this? Not only for the good of our parish, think of these kids, what they're going to receive. It's the future of our church. They're going to learn the Catholic faith. It's for the salvation of souls. And God is placing it in our laps. So, $1.5 million, we're shooting for two. The kickoff celebration will be Sunday, October 10th at 7 p.m. We'll have a dinner. Commitment weekend is Saturday and Sunday, November 20th and 21st. What can all of you do? Three things. First and foremost is prayer. There are some people who might not be able to financially support this campaign. It is prayer that is number one. Any great work of God starts and ends with prayer. If you would please, in your daily prayers, pray for the success of the campaign. In your daily rosaries, offer it for that intention. Secondly, volunteering. To make this happen, it's going to require a lot of participation of the entire parish community. And so I hope you are willing to get involved, if at all possible. Thirdly, financial support. It's a three-year campaign. For some people, $1,000 pledged over 3 years will be a great sacrificial gift. For others, an equal sacrificial gift would be $100,000 over 3 years. I hope that you will be willing to do your part. It's essential. In the gospel today, the son asks his father, he says, I want my inheritance. He goes and he takes all the father gives him and he squanders it. My brothers and sisters, what is our inheritance from our heavenly Father? It is everything. Everything we have and everything that we are. What do we do with that which he has given to us? I think one of the greatest things that we could do at the present time is to donate towards this campaign. It will be for the glory of God for many years to come.